Outdoor industry leaders from several Western states gathered indoors for a change to promote the physical and financial benefits public lands provide for tourists and businesses. Consumers spend nearly $900 billion annually on outdoor recreation in the U.S., according to the Outdoor Industry Association. A recent report by the Center for Western Priorities says people make more than 290 million visits to public lands in Western states every year. About 10 million of those visits are to New Mexico, where consumers spend about $10 billion on the outdoor industry. Since former President Barack Obama designated the Organ Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument in May 2014, the monument has grown in popularity, so much that it even has its own apparel line, Organ Mountain Outfitters. Owner Chris Lang says he founded the business to establish pride for local public lands.
We wanted to create something that people could be proud of because it starts with believing in yourself first. And so that's really the basis of why we started this. And again, byproduct of that, go outside. You're going to have a healthy self-esteem when you do that. Also get back to your community at the same time.
Democratic U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich recently unveiled the White Sands National Park Establishment Act, which aims to upgrade White Sands National Monument to a national park. Jackson Hole Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Anna Olson says designating an area's public lands as monuments and parks immediately elevates its brand.
It raises your profile as a destination, and it says a lot of things that you don't need to say. Like, for instance, that you are a destination for adventure, for outdoor recreation, for scenery. In our case, for animal safaris. We have bison and bears and moose. It says a lot of things without you having to explain it by being at that level.
A study by Headwaters Economics, an independent nonprofit research group, reports visits to national monuments redesignated as national parks increased by more than 20% in the 5 years after redesignation compared to the previous 5 years. Headwaters Economics estimates turning White Sands National Monument into a national park will generate up to $7.5 million in new spending. State business owners say they're seeing the benefits of operating near public lands. Dan Irian owns the Taos Mesa Brewing Company in Taos, New Mexico. Irian says he's seen his brewery buzz from the Rio Grande del Norte National Monument since its designation in 2013.
So we opened our doors in August of 2012, shortly before the designation had been proclaimed. And we were banking on our proximity toward the Gorge Bridge, which sees over a million visitors traveling over it. What we noticed is shortly after the proclamation declaring the Rio Grande del Norte, business did increase quite substantially.
Irian says the campaign to designate Rio Grande del Norte received monumental support from other Taos business owners.
Really, pretty much across the board, it was something that the entire community embraced and saw that this is a good thing, a net positive, not just from a business standpoint, but also for our community to have this, for our community to use this.
Supporting a career in the outdoors hasn't been an issue for Colorado Office of Outdoor Recreation Director Luis Benitez. A high-altitude mountaineer, Benitez has summited Mount Everest 6 times, but he says public lands have defined the peak of his outdoor adventures.
It's the place where I push myself the hardest, I learn the most about what I'm capable of, and it's also the place where I get the greatest sense of peace. And I think whether it's your neighborhood park or a mountain range 20 to 100 miles away or a river right around the corner, you really have to understand that these places are special so much more beyond just dollars and cents. They really do feed the spirit of who we are and what we do as a country.
Despite the popularity of public lands, President Trump drastically reduced 2 national monuments in Utah by more than 2 million acres last December in the largest public lands reduction in American history. Benitez says it's important for people to understand the value public lands provide and the importance of preserving them.
It belongs to you. This is yours. This is the birthright of every American citizen. And so even if you go camping once every couple of years, or do a canoeing trip once every couple of years, or you've been fishing or hunting once in your life, chances are you've probably done that on public lands or public waters. and to recognize the value proposition and the legacy of what that is for us as Americans, I think is a really important thing to remember.
In Las Cruces, Lang says the most important thing people can do is to get out and explore.
There's a lot of different terrains that we have in Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks for people to enjoy, but the best thing to do is this: get in your car, get on University, and drive towards the mountains. It's going to take you 10 minutes to get there. You're going to see some beautiful trails. You're going to see things that you've never seen before, and that's the most important thing to do is just go.
Because experiencing the beauty of public lands is something money can't buy. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.